My name is Robert Neville. I'm a survivor living in New York City. I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies. If you are out there, if anyone is out there, I can provide food, I can provide shelter, I can provide security. If there's anybody out there, anybody, please, you are not alone.
Hello, Now Playing listeners. This is Ari, co-host of Now Playing, and I'm here to talk to you about The Omega Man, Charlton Heston. That's a movie I'd heard of but never seen, coming out in the early 70s. It mostly came to my attention when I was reading reviews of I Am Legend in 2007 and discussing how that book had been made into a movie with Charlton Heston. Of course, being the 70s, the zombie vampires that Charlton Heston faces are a lot different than the CGI monstrosities Will Smith faces, but there's a lot of similarities too. They're both based on the same Richard Matheson novel. That show came out today for donors or patrons of $10 or more. And it's support from listeners like you that allow our show to keep going and be ad-free and completely independent. We are a crowd-funded podcast, and we greatly appreciate the support you guys give. Here's a clip from the Omega Man show that we released today, and I'll be back after it to tell you how you can get all of our Donation Drive podcasts.
It is thoroughly enjoyable. And again, it announces it in this moment. If you hate this moment, you should probably turn it off, because this is the whole film. This is the delight. I want to say it's just amplified by the music, which is done by Ron Cranier, who did the Doctor Who theme. I get props off to this guy. It's just so wacky and 70s and not scary. The fact that I was terrified as a child, it's hard to imagine that now, because all of this is so much a camp explosion.
Yeah, if you recall when we reviewed the original Dawn of the Dead, I rented that and saw the people in the baby powder afros and either turned it off mentally or physically, just hit stop at that moment for Dawn of the Dead, and didn't realize the great movie that actually would come if I'd stuck with it after the housing project scene. And here it's the same kind of ridiculous look. I don't understand the family. I don't understand the antagonism, because they're not monosyllabic vampires. They're just cultists.
Well, I mean, you understand what this guy represents to them. We will see Charlton Heston get home, and his whole house is decked out in the greatest paintings ever made. He's going to put on frilly outfits that Prince would approve of. And
he talks to Caesar.
Yeah. I mean, his apartment is a repository of mankind's culture, and they want all of that destroyed because mankind's culture led to the annihilation of the world. They see human history as shameful, and he wants to preserve it.
But the world wasn't annihilated. They just turned white.
No, you're wrong, Arnie. Did you see how many people dropped dead on the sidewalk? Most people are dead. Very few people survived.
Okay, so they didn't just get back up and turn white like in the last movie.
No.
These are the ones that survived the sickness, but it took a toll on them. And what confused me at first with the family is, you know, they seem very hippie-ish, but we saw Neville, like, enjoying Woodstock, and these guys calling each other brother and the family. It had that vibe, so I'm like, what are they going for here? But you think about the French Revolution, and we just gotta destroy everything and go back to year zero. Like, they do have this extremist edge, and I'm just hoping, as I'm watching this, I'm like, I hope they're not going to like make these out to be like the Black Panthers or something and try to say these druid zombie albinos, whatever you want to call them, that is the counterculture. And I don't think that's where they go by the end of this, but it did worry me at the beginning just because of the language that they were using.
Yeah, the family's leader is Matthias, and we see him in the flashback. He is the news reporter. He is the man that is telling the world, here's what's going on. Here's what we can tell you to do to protect yourself. Why he is spared, why he becomes a zombie and not others, is just a flip of the coin. We don't really know how it works. And again, how many people are really alive? It's a number that's not calculated. What we think in the beginning is the only human being is Charlton Heston. And then anyone else that might have survived is this kind of albino. His partner is Zachary, who is Black and who wants to keep that old feud going. He calls Heston's pad a honky paradise. And it is Matthias that tells him, we're done with that. You have to put away all the old ways. We're not going to bring up racial beef anymore. We're all unified. He actually thinks it's a blessing. The gift of being an albino now is that everyone is...
They're all honkies?
Yes, they're all white now. The only disparity is with the human being who is going to get up there and fire at them as they try to take him out with catapult. They could probably go and get missiles, but see, that's not their way. They don't want to embrace that old way. They could take him out with high-powered weapons, but they don't want to do anything more than spears, guns, maybe, and catapults.
Yeah, and I think that is the ultimate irony for the family, is that they've rejected all this modern technology because they say that's what got us here in the first place. The bombs went off. You hear early on about a Sino-Russian war going on and then germ warfare and all of this spreads. But they haven't put away that thing that causes those wars. Like, they still have that hate. They still feel like they have to be extremist. And so I'm able to see it in that way, that it doesn't matter if you get rid of all the guns. If you don't get rid of that emotional baggage, you're still going to come into conflict and you're still going to make those same mistakes.
Yeah, that's why they're going to want to kill Neville. We'll find out later. They ran with human beings. Their beef, like with Rosalind Cash's character and Richie, like they used to hang with them and it wasn't a problem. It's not the fact that we're a vampire and you're a human. It's the fact that you want to hold on to old ways and we want to wipe that all out and build a new society. You're the thing standing in our way, and you're standing there with quite a gun scope on that rifle. Fun fact, Heston at this time was not the NRA spokesman. He wouldn't do that for another 20 years. He, at this point, was thinking of running as a Democrat. He had actually petitioned for gun restriction laws after JFK was shot. So he was not the figure that we think of him now, but he certainly looks that way. In this future, he certainly looks like he's having a good time using all of his firepower. And he was an NRA member. He has always been a lifetime supporter of having and using guns, but he hasn't been their spokesperson.
Yeah, the NRA used to be very different than it is today.
Right. And so Act Two is really about him hunting the family. That terminology, we're 2 years beyond Manson. I definitely think that's a trigger word. People understand that if they're not a counterculture cult, they're at least a bad idea. We would like to see this group wiped out because they're fomenting the idea of family identity through the eradication of humanity.
And again, the fact that they're so articulate just makes this different very much than a monster movie. It does feel more political. Because of who Charlton Heston is, I almost see it as the hippies versus the guy with the guns.
I saw it like that at first, but I do think it moves past that. It gets at something deeper.
Yeah, and I don't think Matthias is any younger than Heston is here. When you say hippies, you usually think of it's old versus young, and that isn't the battle. If it's old versus young, it's old ways versus a new society. And so, yes, Heston is running around jogging 3-minute, 50-second miles. I somehow doubt that, but he's running around Century City trying to find evidence about where they're hiding, because this is Los Angeles. It's very spread out, and they could be anywhere. So we see him digging around in a hotel. He gets a lead because, hey, that's a freshly opened can of sardines, and he finds one that's dead. And I think we're to understand that this virus ultimately is killing them. The family, whether they want to admit it or not, whether they're comfortable being light-skinned and unable to look at the sun, ultimately, the fact that this guy was dead on the table for natural, I don't know, maybe it was poisoned sardines. I don't know. But my sense is that it is slowly killing all that are infected. And thus, it adds motivation to why Neville should cure this vampire albino disease. And while he's on this mission, he ends up stopping for a new tracksuit, yellow ain't his color.
Yeah, this is all better than watching Vincent Price go and get garlic out of a freezer at a grocery store. Like, because it is the actor, because it's Charlton Heston, and being there bare-chested and like holding up a yellow tracksuit, not my color, and just tossing it on the ground. Like, it's hitting a lot of those same notes. You can call this meandering, but he's just so much more fun to watch.
So if you'd like to hear our reviews of The Last Man on Earth, The Omega Man, I Am Legend, plus both Zombieland films, You can go to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. A pledge of $10 or more means you're going to hear all the silver episodes. Also, if you're a patron at nowplayingpatron.com of $10 or more, in addition to over 30 exclusive bonus shows, you're going to get these 5 silver level shows for the duration of the donation drive. Now, at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate, you also can see information about our gold level and platinum level drives. And again, with October, We Like Horror, at gold level, we're going to be doing the Grudge movies. There's a 4th coming out this January, produced by Sam Raimi. But even more than that, there's all the Japanese Yuan films, the original version of The Grudge. So for gold level, we're going to be actually putting out 2 shows a week to review 12 Grudge films. You can see the full schedule of which weeks have 2 bonus shows and which weeks have 1 on our website. But we're going to be talking much more about The Grudge in the coming months. And then at platinum level, you know, The Grudge, we have Japanese movies and American movies, kind of an East meets West thing. And our platinum level starts the same week as Bad Boys for Life hits theaters. So East meets West, buddy cop movie, we're doing the Rush Hour trilogy. That's for donors who really want to support the show, go above and beyond, and donate $35 or more. All the details are at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. And it truly is because of listeners and donors like you that has kept our show able to go on for as long as it has. And we have no intent of slowing down. We are still having as much fun reviewing movies for you and talking with you guys online as we did when we started back in 2007 or started our retrospective series back in 2009. We plan on hitting that 1,000th episode and blowing on past that number and continuing on. And it's because of donors and patrons that we can. So thank you for your support. We'll be back on Tuesday with a review of Charlie's Angels, the 2000 movie with Lucy Liu, Cameron Diaz, and Drew Barrymore. Talk to you then.
We waited for you, Neville, so you could see this.
The end. The end of all you've done. You see, none of it was real. It was illusion. Your art, your science, it was all a nightmare. And now it's done. Finished.
My brethren, our task is nearly complete. He was the last of those who brought the punishment to us. We have cleansed and purged his world. Now we must build.
Your support helps keep Now Playing on the air.
Great show, held over for a 3rd straight year.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Nothing happened the way it was supposed to happen. Nothing worked the way that it was supposed to work.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with, and this podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created the film analyzed herein.
And how many more of these will I have to make before they're all destroyed?
All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended.
Social de-evolution appears complete. Typical human behavior is now entirely absent.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
There's never a cop around when you need one.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2019, all rights reserved. And no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
The bad dream is over, friend Neville. Now we can sleep in peace.